This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome into another edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Shk. That means pop the frosties because the Stars beat the Sharks by the score of 5-2. I'm going to try to recap this game for those of you that did not get a chance to watch the game, but I'm going to say it from the onset. This is not a 5-2 contest. This is basically a one-goal contest with two empty netters at the end of the game. I'll tell you what. If you're not keeping an eye on San Jose and what they're building, this team in the future, is going to be really, really good. If they keep their coaching staff and just settle and pick up pieces, I mean, they just don't have quit in them. We see it time after time against this Dallas team. Stars have won five straight now against San Jose, but they've all been close. This is not an easy out for NHL teams. San Jose beat Detroit the other night, come into the AAC. Jason Robertson with a goal and two assists. So let's recap it and tell you all about it and how these goals happened and what happened. And one of the situations that we do have to talk about, and this is, you know, you hate to bring it up in a victory, and it's always nice to get wins, but once again, 0-4 on the power play. Three of the power plays were in the first period. Those are opportunities to take this game out of reach for San Jose. But by not executing on the power play, which the Stars have done throughout the season, this allows San Jose to stay in the game, and we'll tell you about it. But that's one of the stories of the games as far as a negative. The Stars continue the inability to execute on the man advantage. In fact, sometimes it's even a momentum changer for San Jose, as it was tonight. And it's a massive issue. And Pete DeBoer talked about it after the game. And when he highlighted it, he talked about lack of movement on the power play. I thought their fourth power play was their best power play of the night. That was their best execution. Good shots on net, movement toward the middle. It just seems as though the puck's going to Miro. And in the past, you could throw it to Pavelski for the high tip. But when you lose that amazing, talented person like Joe Pavelski, that it was so good at high tips, you're basically running the same kind of offense without a key component. And they're trying it, and Miro putting pucks on net with that soft wrist shot. And when you don't have someone that can consistently tip, when you are not putting enough traffic in front of the net, it's basically just a soft shot. And, you know, on that fourth power play, they went toward the middle with a one-timer. It was blocked. In fact, it was deflected off of Ben. But the fact was they tried something different, a little bit of a different setup, and you saw San Jose, which throughout the game on the three previous power plays was hyper aggressive as far as coming out and puck attacking. They went back into their square, so to speak, or diamond, whatever you want to call it. And that situation yielded more opportunities for the Stars. So it was nice to see better movement on that fourth power play, but still the inability to put it in the net has been a major issue for the Stars. Probably the issue of the season. So let's go to the goal scoring for the day and tell you how it happened. Let's start. I mentioned Jason Robertson. Nice to see him get out of the scoring slump off his back. So he stops a 9-game scoreless streak to put the Stars up 1-0. In fact, that first line was the line of the night. What Pete DeBoer did and mentioned it after the game, the reason he was able to put Wyatt Johnston on that first line paired with Robertson and Hintz, which was highly effective, was because of the play of Maverick Bourque. Maverick Bourque with his best game in a losing effort against Anaheim the other night, the confidence that Pete DeBoer had him, he stuck him now on the line with Jamie Benn and Logan Stankoven. The reason I like that is because Stankoven and Bourque have familiarity from their time in Texas. So there certainly is a chemistry there, and I really like that line. Those are the lines they started the season with when you had Wyatt Johnston with Hintz and Robertson, and then you had the line that's been most consistent of Sagan, Marchman, and Duchesne, and then you threw out there Maverick Bourque with Stankoven and Ben. And those were the three top lines, and I think I'm hoping that Pete DeBoer keeps those lines intact. So nice to see Jason Robertson get off the snide. And what we talked about on Spits and Suds the other night was going back to basics. And that's what you kind of have to do, whether it's getting dirty in front of the net, having a puck deflect off you, putting a rebound in, just basically putting pucks on net. And let's start with the sequence where it started, about 7.5 minutes left in the first, and the Sharks putting some nice pressure in the Stars and really cycling the puck, keeping possession, real nice save by Jake Oettinger on a Tyler Toffoli straight-on shot. Then Cody Ceci from the point from the Sharks. Always Ceci had a good shot. He rings the pipe, so we could have seen the Sharks go up 1-0. But the Stars' forecheck really was the story of the night, creating Shark turnovers. San Jose coughs up the puck. Harley swings the puck over to Dumba, and Dumba did a really nice thing, kind of a slap pass to Robertson. Now, Robertson has his back to Blackwood, and he's basically almost more towards the point than he is towards Blackwood. So you think maybe he passes it back to Dumba or tries to find Harley on the offside of the point, but instead Robertson turns and throws a shot on net. Now, if no one's in front of the net, this is an easy save, but there's nothing special on the shot except a lot of traffic going by Blackwood. It finds an opening and goes in. And that's what we're talking about. Just put pucks on net if you're Jason Robertson. They're eventually going to go in. He's too talented for them not to go in, and the Stars go up 1-0. Telltale sign of the Stars' power play and lack of a threat. So the Stars are on the power play. Logan Stankoven, this is late in the first period. Still 37 seconds left on the man advantage. So Stankoven is over to your left side up against the boards. And he's basically sandwiched by two Sharks defending. Now, for those newer to the program and learning the great game, when you go on the power play, they have four, you have five. So think about it that way. I'm trying to make it as simplistic as possible as far as defending the Stars on the power play. You only have four skaters on the ice. Two of those skaters are going after one man, and that causes the turnover. Sharks immediately look up the ice, and here's the other reason. The Stars have a tendency to pinch. The defensemen move in, and that was just enough space for Mikhail Granlund, who's a terrific player for the Sharks, always has been a good player in the NHL. He gets a step behind. Nice outlet pass by Eklund. William Eklund having a terrific season for the Sharks. Granlund scores on Ottinger, ties it at one. I think the momentum swing of this game happened to begin the second period.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I think this changed the momentum because it's 1-1. San Jose has the momentum going into the second period from scoring late in the first. Big shorthanded goal, momentum changer. But that first line once again strikes again. And it happens with the Stars flipping the ice, causing a turnover, and going into transition. Robertson with a nice kind of backhanded shuffle pass to Hintz. And Rope with a nice saucer pass to a streaking Wyatt Johnston. I mean, on this goal, it looked as though those guys have been paired all season long. So Johnston makes a nifty quick move to the forehand, puts it past Blackwood, puts the Stars up 2-1, AAC rocking. Stars make it 3-1. Once again, getting a turnover off the forecheck. That's once again in the second period. Logan Stankoven, who's terrific behind the net, really has developed a nice chemistry with the veteran Jamie Benn. He allows and gives with that space time for Benn to make his way to the front of the net, finds the captain. Benn with the one-timer short side, past Blackwood, the Stars, with a two-goal lead. But we talk about San Jose and the never-give-up Sharks. So we go through the third period. Neither team can score. And that guy, once again, Mikael Granlund, finds Jake Walman coming into the zone. Caught the Stars on a bit of a change. Mason Marchment late on the ice. Walman, nice season. And that's what I'm talking about. A lot of these Sharks are having really nice seasons. He finds an opening past Ottinger, low and glove side. It's a one-goal game with 6:30 left. And San Jose continues to press. And that comes to, let's stop and talk about the NHL's number one overall pick. What a fun opportunity to see Macklin Celebrini. And we saw it the other night against Anaheim, and I tell Stars fans this. It's like, I appreciate that you want to go see the original six. I appreciate that you might want to go see the Penguins because of Sidney Crosby. Or you might want to be there in case Ovechkin has a record-setting night. So that is totally understandable. But I would also say that every NHL team has its superstars. This is the best league in the world. So while it appears on the schedule San Jose, and you're like, oh, they were awful last year. I mean, I think if you watch tonight's game, you could see the talent that San Jose is forming and the pieces and why you should be excited as a Sharks fan, because they certainly did not miss on Macklin Celebrini. He looked speedy, swift with his hands. The talent is there, creating opportunities, created some terrific opportunities late in the third, but they just couldn't capitalize. And it's actually... the Stars who finished the trifecta as far as the first line scoring, an empty netter by Roope Hintz. The Stars go up by a pair with over a minute to go. The Sharks keep the net open. Why wouldn't they at that point? And the Stars get another one with Dadonov chipping it in, and the Stars put up a five spot. So if you wake up before you listen to this podcast and you're like, all right, Stars put up seven against the Penguins, seven against the Bruins, and now five against the Sharks. No, 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 my friends. This was an extremely tight, close game. A couple of news and notes. Logan Stankoven recorded his 15th point of the season with the primary assist on Ben's second period goal, which we just highlighted. And the reason I tell you that, his 15 points have now surpassed his total from last season, and he reached that in 24 regular season games. Stankoven playing really well against the Sharks. He now has 6 points in five career games against San Jose. Five straight wins against the Sharks, but as I mentioned, they're all nail-biters. Nils Lundqvist left the game with an upper body injury, and at one point, the Stars were actually down to four D-men as Thomas Harley took a puck to the face, but he did return. No word on Lundqvist. Obviously, he did not return. We'll probably learn more tomorrow. Stars do have a couple of extra days off, which is nice, as they have had a gauntlet of a travel schedule and a gauntlet of a schedule overall because of those games in Finland where you had a week off prior and a week after to kind of get reset from jet lag. So the Stars basically have been playing every other night. Now they have a few days of rest before Saturday night, and they play against Tampa at Tampa and then at Carolina on Monday night. And then on Thanksgiving Eve, they are at Chicago. So three straight road games for Dallas. Let's talk about our goaltender, Jake Oettinger. After tonight's game, that goals against average is now down to 2.25. The save percentage is up to 917. Let's look at his last few contests: 952 save percentage against Pittsburgh, 920 against Boston, 957 against Minnesota, and 913 tonight. So while he allowed four against Winnipeg, and that was a tough night, as we mentioned on Spits and Suds, no matter how good of a goaltender you have, even the great ones are going to have four or five throughout the season where it's just not their night, and they're going to let in three or four goals. But Jake Oettinger has not allowed more than two goals since that Winnipeg affair, and early Vezina, in consideration, okay? In consideration. And that contract's looking awfully good right now. As I mentioned, 2.25 goals against, and really wasn't the highlight of the game. Made some good saves, but you know, he really hasn't been necessarily like overly tested in these affairs against the Sharks, Boston, and Pittsburgh. Certainly was tested in the third period the other night against Minnesota when they were pressing and made some key saves. Kept that game a victory for the Stars on Saturday night. So the 25-year-old doing the work in goal. I know some people had some question marks, and rightfully so, as he came off a kind of a tough season. But goaltenders rebound. I quote often the season that Connor Hellebuck had prior to his Vezina winning years in Winnipeg, and it wasn't a good one, and actually similar stats to what Jake Oettinger had. So nice bounce back campaign thus far for Oettinger. It'll be interesting to see how much he plays in these three games. I'm sure you want to get to Smith in there for a game because after those three games, then you have Winnipeg as well. So you have Winnipeg and Colorado. So you have some division games coming up as well. So I'm sure Oettinger wants to get in for as many of those as possible. So Stars, bounce back win after a loss against Anaheim the other night, beat San Jose with a nice victory tonight by the score of 5-2 at the AAC. Jake Oettinger remains unbeaten at home, and the Stars kind of home dominance to start this early season continues. So that's going to do it for tonight. And thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for supporting Spits and Suds. I did want to add If you have a chance and if you follow us on Apple, if you could leave us a review, that would be wonderful. I think we're up to 76 reviews, and that's just wonderful. And if you could give us 5 stars, that would be wonderful. It's truly appreciated. We're trying to give you as much information, as many of these spits and suds as possible, try to keep you up to date on what's happening with the Stars as much as we can. But you're a big part of it. And as we see this growth of this program, it really, really helps if you spread the word, if you download the podcast, if we continue this great streak of numbers. Trust me, we're in this together, and I appreciate it. It creates a lot of momentum for the program and a lot of momentum to keep giving you these programs. So for producer Gregory Finley, thank you so much for staying up late and joining us. And once again, Stars win by the score of 5-2. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. We'll talk to you again soon. Have a great day, everyone.